Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are through one round of the PIAA playoffs, the road to Hershey. And we will be, when we wrap things up here, we will look at the second round matchups. The matchups are set, as are now the sites and times. We'll go over that 6A, 5A, and 4A. We're going to be talking a lot of 5A basketball. Look who our player of the week is. It's the one and only Rachel Manfredo of the McKeesport Tigers. Rachel, we appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Thank you so much for choosing me.
Oh, it's kind of a no-brainer. You could have been on earlier this year, but I'm glad we got you after another big game in the opener of the state playoffs, which we'll talk about. Let's start, though. I contacted you earlier. We're taping this on Sunday, and we had to be patient to talk to Miss Rachel because you were going out with your older brother who's home from school, and now he's getting ready to go back to school. He goes to school up where in New York?
RIT.
Okay. So the big question that everybody wants to know is, where did you go to eat?
We went to Wingstop.
Well, you forgot it already? You had to think?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to be asking some questions later on, but so what do you like to get there beside wings, obviously?
Just the classic order of boneless wings with the regular season fries and then a drink.
Wow, very nice. So you said boneless?
Yeah.
Do you prefer boneless over the bone in?
Yeah, I don't really like getting messy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is with the, and yet for some reason, and we've talked about this with some of the athletes, the bone in are more expensive.
Yeah.
Can you help me out? I can't figure that one out.
I have no idea either. I mean, the boneless are just chicken tenders, I guess, and like just regular chicken, but I have no idea.
Yeah. It's strange, and it is messier. So, I mean, if you're
right
out clowning around, that's fine. But if you know you're dressed to the nines, so I mean, you know, you don't want to get messy. All right, interesting season, a dominant season, really. Outside of that Achilles heel known as Oakland Catholic, this was a special season. I know that a lot of players back from the successful campaign a year ago. So is this pretty much how you thought it would play out as far as the regular season is concerned?
I thought we would have had like at least a little bit more wins, but for the most part, yeah, I saw this like being same as successful as we were last year.
Yeah. The two games, the regular season meetings with Oakland Catholic, they seem to have your number. Same situation that you guys ran into a year ago. They're awfully good. I mean, they hadn't lost until they lost in the WPIL semifinals. But what makes them so tough to play against?
Probably they have their designated shooter, 21, I'm pretty sure was her number. And then they did have London, but they didn't have her for the second game. But just all they have their fundamental players and designated players. And when they're on, they're on. But
you're 6 foot.
Am
I robbing you? Am I giving you too much? 6 foot?
No, just about. Yep.
But you can handle the rock.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, post player that wants to play point guard almost. How much have you worked on your ball handling skills? Because I mean, down on the blocks, you got to be able to handle even if it's just, you know, one dribble and strong to the hole. You got to be able to handle the rock.
Right. I don't think I work too much on it. I definitely should be doing it more to advance into college, but I haven't really done it a lot too much for high school.
Free throw shooting. Again, bigs usually end up spending a lot of time on the free throw line, especially talented bigger players, post players. How's your free throw shooting?
I feel like I got a solid, just three dribbles and shoot it, keep it simple. I feel really confident with it. There will be some nights maybe I'll miss one or two, but I'm just in my head. But I feel really confident.
For the most part, you're pretty good?
Yeah.
Is that an aspect you've worked a lot on?
Yeah. We always do free throws in practice, too. It's just something you always need. You never know who's going to get fouled. And especially with this new rule, like the five fouls, you never know who could be shooting next.
Yeah, that's a good point. How long have you been playing basketball? Do you remember when you first started playing?
Kindergarten.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, were you always on the tall side?
No, I was actually like smaller than my whole team. We were like a Metro team, and I was like one of the smallest players on there. What was that? Seventh grade, eighth grade?
Wow.
Yeah. Then I shot up during high school.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then you were a guard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So, I mean, when you were growing, when you had your growth spurt, whether that was over a year, 2 years, whatever, did that affect you physically as far as what you could or couldn't do or what you were used to doing as far as on the basketball court?
I wouldn't say so. When I was younger, it was just more of like a fun thing to do. But then whenever I was starting to get serious was whenever I was like taller, because then I realized like, oh, I could actually have a potential in this. So that's whenever I just started really working as a big as had they have me. So it wasn't a huge switch for me.
Hmm. Now, would you say, since you've had that mindset of, well, I'm growing, basketball growing is good. And you've put more time and attention into your game, has your love for the game grown?
Yeah, I just love the team and everything, being on and off the court, like just the bond and everything, the environment. Yeah. Makes it so much like it's just really loving, and it's just like home.
Do you play any other sports?
I used to. I dropped them for basketball because in the summer I wanted to do AAU as well, so it was just basketball all year round now.
At what point did you drop, like obviously pre-high school, but when you were in grade school, middle school, what other sports did you play?
I did soccer, softball. I used to dance too.
Now, yeah. What kind of dance?
Tap, ballet, jazz, and jacchetti, and point. Oh.
Now, see, I was just going to ask you, when you were younger, would you consider yourself a tomboy? But if you're doing all those things, tomboys don't go tap dancing.
Yeah, I was just all over the place just trying to figure out what I was passionate for.
Did, you know, and you, I'm sure you heard the name, but one of the Pittsburgh Steeler all-time greats, Hall of Famer, Lynn Swann, was a tremendous wide receiver. You've heard of Lynn Swann, please, right?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry.
All right. He played in the 70s, so that was way before your time. But anyway, he made these great leaping catches. If you Google Lynn Swann, you'll see some of the great catches he made. And part of it was he had dance as a background too, dance training. So let me transition. So you danced when you were younger. Did that help, do you think, as far as footwork that you needed to focus on as a post player in basketball years later?
I definitely think so. My parents have also said so too. Just like the flow of it. And sure. It's just like you kind of tell a little bit.
Okay. That makes sense. So you guys win your section and you don't win your section. You lose to Oakland Catholic, the two games, but you finish second to Oakland Catholic and you get the number two seed, which I think is a tremendous feather in your cap. That doesn't happen a lot, but the committee realized how good you guys were, so you got the number two seed. Were you guys as a team surprised by that, or were you kind of expecting the number two seed when the brackets came out?
We were expecting it. We had a few little flaws with the last two times we played them, but this time everyone was at full health. They were healthy, and we knew, like, we were getting the outcome we wanted.
All right, before we talk about the playoffs, and you've had a tremendous postseason.
Thank you.
A very rare coaching change. We don't need to get into the whole thing, but was it a tough period for you and your teammates, you know, the transition from coach to coach, and coach Matt Miller, the football coach, whose daughter's on the team, I believe, right?
Yeah.
He takes over. Was that a rough transition for you guys, or, you know, on and or off the floor?
I don't think so. We've played, us girls have played together for, we go way, way back. Like, this group is, like, really special. So we just know what to do on the court now. Like, we all trust each other, and the coaching change didn't really affect us because it doesn't really affect how we play. We just know how to play together.
14 points for you in the first round victory over Hampton, 16 points for you in the quarterfinals victory over Indiana. That takes us to the semifinal game against two-time defending champion South Fayette. Again, high hopes coming into this season. You just reiterated how close this team is and how long you guys have been playing together. And I'm sure there was hopes of a WPIL championship, and it doesn't work out. You guys lose 49-41. How tough was it? How tough was that game? And then the aftermath, knowing that you were not going to get that chance to win a WPL title.
It was tough. The last time we played South Fayette during the regular season, we had our other big Kaylee Charles. And this time going in, we didn't. So we know we already had to fill that void. And it was just a tough game all around. You know, they're a good team. We're a good team. So it was like a perfect matchup. At the end of the day, they came out winning. They were the better team, but it hurt. I mean, we were one step away from the Pete. That was like one of my team goals this year. Yeah. So it does sting, but, you know, we're in states now, so high hopes for that.
Great attitude, and I appreciate the sportsmanship too. Since, you know, acknowledging they were the better team. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
When good teams collide, right?
Right.
So how long before or after the South Fayette loss, was it tough to prepare for that consolation game? And there's a lot at stake. You already knew you were going to the States, but the winner of the third meeting between McKeesport, Oakland Catholic, that a lot of people thought would happen at the Pete, gets the third seed. And as it turns out, a first round home game. Was that tough to regroup and get ready knowing that a tough challenge was coming up with the Eagles?
The next practice that we had, we talked about it in the locker room of everything that we're in control of and just to control that and to just rely on our teammates and trust them. And at that practice, everything was new. It was just a fresh start coming into this game. We knew what was at stake. We wanted another home game for our seniors, like an official last home playoff game. So it was just coming all together as a team.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, this is an experienced team, as you mentioned, a senior oriented team. So bouncing back was maybe a little easier because you guys are more mature than if you were a younger team.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Had to feel pretty good getting that monkey off the back too. You guys defeat Oakland Catholic, handing them their second straight loss. They were upended by Armstrong in the district semifinals, 43-41. Just talk about that, how nice that victory was for you guys.
It felt really good. It was a little stressful. I fouled out towards the end, 50 seconds left, something like that. Or no, there was like a minute left. But I knew my teammates would have my back, and they did at the end of the day. So I was just really happy that my teammates had my back for that.
You foul out, five fouls.
Yes.
How many were legit fouls?
Oh my goodness, I can't even. Probably I'll be humble a little. Probably three.
Okay.
I would say three.
Yeah, three hacks and two phantom calls. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Did you watch or did you go down to the Pete to see the Armstrong South Fayette game, or were you like, I want no parts of that?
No, I went down. My love for the game, I love big games like that. I was actually there was it Friday? I don't know. I was there for Saturday and Sunday, if there were games that day.
No, they weren't. You were there Sunday, I think you were breaking and entering, but.
Okay. No.
There were games Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, it was Friday and Saturday. I went to watch all day.
Okay, all right. So you guys get the big victory over Oakland Catholic. You get the PIAA playoffs first round matchup. I'm looking here at my bracket. Where's my bracket? I just had it here. Oh, here it is. So you guys get a home game, as we talked about, and you open up with West York.
Yeah.
When you're playing a team, because you guys have been in the States before, when you're playing a team that isn't anywhere really near District 7, the WPIAL, how much do you try to find on your own, or do you just rely on coach and your staff's scouting?
Mostly the staff scouting. I mean, this new coaching, I feel like they provided a lot better scouting, but they've had experience from football. So bringing that over, it just is really like experience, and you can tell, and it just really helps a lot for us.
Okay. So obviously, there was a heavy emphasis on defense because you guys were tremendous, especially in the first half.
Thank you.
Limit West York to 5 in the first quarter and 4 in the second. You guys are pretty much took control of the game in the first half. 29-9, that had to feel pretty good and really almost suffocating the life out of them.
Yeah, I felt really good in the locker room. We just regrouped because we were told that they would start hitting shots too, because coming back in you wouldn't be as cold, but we were ready. Our defense was pretty well, just communication.
Do you guys pressure a lot, or do you guys just sit back and do you guys go man zone when you're in your half court?
We usually go zone, but we also have man. We just didn't bring out man for that one because if the zone's working, then we're doing zone.
Are you in the middle of the zone?
Yeah.
Okay. You like that?
Yeah. I feel like my expansion in my arms is like a big help for it.
Yeah. Long.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what you want, right in the middle there. It makes any sort of zone really tough to penetrate. You had 19 points. Talk about what was working for you offensively.
It was mostly the second half when I really came out. I was just in my head for the first half. We haven't like played for like a while, but not that there's any excuse, but I just gained more confidence as I keep on going. And my teammates, I knew they had my back in the first half, but it was time to reward them and have like a little break and help them out, because I was not.
Hey, teamwork, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
If it was all you, you'd be on the golf course or the tennis court somewhere, right?
Right.
So you guys prevail. You win over West York by a score of 61-32. Armstrong was a winner. Oakland Catholic was a winner. South Fayette was a winner. Indiana, we'll talk about them. They were a winner. 5A, I don't know how deep into it you get, but 5A girls has been dominant in the state playoffs, especially in the first round, going over the last going back to 5 years ago. The WPIL teams in this class have had so much success. You've seen a lot of these teams that are still alive in the state playoffs. Does that surprise you at all that the district does so well in 5A girls?
I'm not surprised at all. This 5A is like such a special group. We're all like really talented and just really competitive. And I like that a lot.
Do Do you guys, I mean, how well do you know a lot of the girls? Do you get to know them off the court once you've gone up against them on the floor?
I know some of them from my AAU team. We kind of had groups from Norman or PT or from North Hills. So it was really branched out, which was nice because we got to meet, like, new people, new friends. Yeah. And then, like, the NVI Summer League, I met some people through that, too, as well. So you get to know people on and off the court.
Well, you get another matchup with the Little Indians of Indiana. That's coming up on Wednesday at Gateway at 7:30. That's a nice little short ride for you yeah. guys from McKeesport to Monroeville. What can we expect? Do you expect a lot different from when you played them in the WPL playoffs?
I mean, judging from how we know how we played and how to better ourselves and what we need to watch out for from them, I feel like we should be going in more prepared than last time. So I feel good about this game, yeah.
Bella Antonisi was one of our girls' basketball players of the week maybe 3-4 weeks ago. She's a big part of what they do at Indiana.
Yeah.
So, you know, if she comes in your area, you're going to have to start swatting them, right?
Right.
Nothing personal.
Yeah, that's definitely probably the one.
Nothing personal, just yeah. strictly business. South Fayette plays Oakland Catholic in another game. You face them both. What's your – I'm going to let you wear a media hat for just a couple seconds. What do you think of that matchup? What do you think is going to happen with the Lions and Eagles?
I think that's going to be really – it's going to be a good game, and I'm excited to know the outcome of that because both teams are good, and they both have the upper hand. They're both really good with fundamentals and what they do on the court. So I really don't know what the outcome could be. It could be anyone's hot night, so yeah. I'm excited to know that that turnout.
Yep. That they met – I remember seeing them last year in the state semifinals, which was won by – South Fayette over Oakland Catholic. All right, so we're going to get to know you a little more, Rachel. We're going to have some fun questions here before we wrap things up. Now, okay. I asked this of our boys' basketball player of the week, Derek Arrett, and he committed an error. He did not know who this was. Now, I'm going to show you this, and you tell me if you know who this is right here, this guy. Picture him with
Is that wait?
Go ahead.
It's from Toy Story.
Yes.
What's his name?
Picture a cowboy hat.
Oh yeah, Woody.
Woody, howdy, 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 howdy. That's good. All right. Very good. He got it wrong. You got it right. Kudos to you. Best thing about McKeesport High School is what?
The community. We're all there for each other and everyone supports us even through the hard times. And it's really like comforting.
Good stuff. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Right.
All right. So beside basketball, I want you to finish this sentence. I am very good at blank.
Oh,
what are you very good at?
I'm very good at... Oh, that caught me off guard. I would say going out with friends. I'm always never in my house. I just always want to be out somewhere.
Now, when you're out, when you're hanging out with a bunch of your friends, do you guys like to go places? Do you just walk around? I mean,
most of the time it's getting food. I'm not going to lie.
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Other times if it's like a special night or on the weekend, we'll go top golf or mini golf, something, just get out.
How's your mini golf game? Any good?
Sometimes it'll be good some nights. Other nights it's no.
It just depends on the focus, right?
Yeah. Right.
Or how fast that windmill's going.
Right.
But now let's flip the coin. I am terrible at what? What are you terrible at?
Oh, I'm terrible at saving money.
That's not good.
I know. After basketball season, I'm gonna get a job to help for college.
You know, I don't blame you, because when I think back when I was your age in high school, and if I happened on $2, that $2 was gone. As soon as I got it, it was spent. Fun.
Right.
That's youth. So don't feel bad.
Okay. Nice.
Fruits or vegetables?
Fruit. Oh my gosh, fruit.
Yeah, that seems to be the consensus amongst you youngsters too. Everyone seems to love their fruits. What's your favorite fruit?
Strawberry. Fruits just have more flavor. Vegetables are so like dry and like no flavor. They're just weird. I still eat them sometimes.
Would you say your favorite fruit was?
Strawberries and pineapples.
See, I said this to someone else. I love strawberry flavored anything. You know, ice cream. But not strawberries.
Don't tell me.
But I do not like strawberries.
How?
I don't know. Maybe it's the seeds on the outside. I have no idea.
You can't taste them.
I don't know. I don't like strawberries. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, well, you're out.
Welcome to my world. I'm strange. favorite dessert.
Oh, favorite dessert. Chocolate covered strawberries.
you're just gonna pound that point home, aren't you?
Listen, it's like a sweet and a dessert. So it's just like perfect.
And it's somewhat, as far as desserts go, somewhat healthy for you.
Right.
Now, if you'd have said chocolate covered Oreos, I would have applauded you. But,
no, I mean, those are good too.
Yeah, they are. But that's your answer is much more healthier. So, favorite hobby? What do you? I mean, you gave up all other sports. I know you're focused on basketball, but you got to have something else that you like to do. That.
Yeah. Puzzles or gem like puzzles or color by number, stuff like that.
Puzzles. Now, what's the most pieces of puzzle have you built? Whether it be by yourself or with some help.
I think it was like a 2001 with my family on vacation at Florida one year.
Wow. That's a lot.
And then the one piece was missing. Like, oh! Piece.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, 2,000 pieces and one is missing. I would want to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Wow. Was it like right in the middle somewhere too?
Yes. Like right in the open.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I would probably never build another puzzle again. Or at least I'd count them to see, make sure, before I start, make sure they're all there. What kind of music you listen to when you're getting ready? Do you listen to music when you're getting ready to play?
Yes, I love music. Right. It depends on the mood. Sometimes I'll listen to some country. Other times I'll listen to Rod Wave. Most of the time I listen to some hype music.
Okay. Favorite, do you play board games? Like with family or friends?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Trouble.
Oh, the little pop-o-matic.
Yeah, it gets so intense and like it's just like such like a stupid game, but it'll be create the most arguments.
What's there to argue about? I mean, you land on someone, they go home. I mean, that's right.
Someone else will get revenge or something.
Did you ever hurt your hand pounding that bubble? Like if you do it with an open hand and you slam down, it can be painful.
No? I guess. I never like attacked it like that.
Well, when someone just sent you home and you're about to win, all of a sudden emotions take over.
Oh yeah, true.
Fries or tater tots?
Fries.
Okay.
Definitely.
And finally, nuggets or wings? We talked wings earlier.
Oh, wings all the way. I love
Wendy's. Are you anti-nugget?
No. No. Wings are just like, they're just so good. And the flavor.
And you like the basic buffalo. Is that what you said?
I like some heat. But not like burning your mouth heat. Just right. Like, yeah.
Do you ever take one of those challenges?
No, I'm scared.
Yeah. I got suckered in. We were on vacation. I got suckered into one of those. And I'm not a big, I'm probably like you, a little bit, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I think I got the 4 or 5 and I tapped out. I wasn't gonna be a hero. I was like, okay. Oh my gosh. It's not bad early, but then you get to a point where you're either gonna be stupid and keep going or
right.
You just you know.
Yeah, they had this one chip challenge at our school, and like kids were throwing up and stuff, and they took the tiniest piece from it. Yeah. Yeah. So I was never into that stuff.
Yeah, no, that's anything that leads to you throwing up, that's
right.
No need for that. Well, Rachel, we appreciate your time. We congratulate you on a successful season, and we wish you luck. For you and the Tigers to keep it going along the road to Hershey. You came up short in the WPIL, but there's no reason why you guys have the talent, the experience, no reason you can't go for the States. We wish you the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me too.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
Rachel Manfredo of the McKeesport Tigers, outstanding senior. Who, by the way, we didn't even talk about it. She'll be going to Edinburgh. Congratulations to her on that. I guess it's Penn West Edinburgh. Sorry. But that's awesome. All right. So let's give you the sights and times for the second round games. And this one we'll do 6A, 5A, 4A. Team of the week. We'll do the other classifications, 3A, 2A, and Class A. We're talking about 5A, Indiana McKeesport. That game is at Gateway at 7:30. Again, they met in the WPIL quarterfinals with McKeesport winning 50-41. South Fayette, three-time defending champions now in the WPIL, trying to get back to Hershey. They will be taking on Oakland Catholic. That game at Peters Township High School, 6 o'clock on Wednesday. 5A is on Wednesday. Also, Armstrong is still alive. The River Hawks, the runners-up in the WPIL, they will take on Hollidaysburg, that game at Pitt Johnstown on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. All right, let's look at the girls 4A. North Catholic will take on District 10 Warren at Penn West Edinburgh. That is a 5:30 start on Wednesday. Blackhawk, the runners-up in the WPIL behind North Catholic. They'll play the Flying Dutch of St. Mary's. That game at Keystone, not Keystone Oaks, Keystone High School. That's up in the District 9 area. That's at 7 o'clock. And Laurel Highlands picked up their first ever PIAA girls basketball playoff victory in round one, 51-48 over Johnstown. The Mustangs will take on Fairview, that game at North Allegheny Wednesday at 6:30. All right, girls 6A, great start, perfect start. Four teams, they all picked up victories in round one. So we will have one head-to-head matchup. Norwin will take on Chartiers Valley. The Knights, of course, the WPIL champions. That game is Tuesday, Peters Township High School, at 6 o'clock. Speaking of Peters Township, they will be taking on Springford from District 3 at Bald Eagle at 5:30 on Tuesday, and North Allegheny against Lansdale North Penn at Bald Eagle at 7 o'clock. So Peters Township and North Allegheny in a doubleheader. Peters at 5:30, NA at 7, going up against North Penn and Springford on Tuesday. All right, thanks to Rachel Manfredo of McKeesport for our joining us, our Girls Basketball Player of the Week. Thanks to Chris Lechner as well. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us. And Woody thanks you as well. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Now we say goodbye. here on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.